White Coat Waste Project praises incoming GOP-led House for prioritizing an investigation into the origins of COVID. By Hannah Blow on November 22, 2022. Americans have the right to know if dangerous taxpayer-funded coronavirus experiments on bats and humanized mice caused the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. The taxpayer watchdog group White Coat Waste Project, WCW, said in a statement following Representative Steve Scalise, RLA, laying out the investigative priorities of the incoming Republican-led House during a Monday interview on Breitbart Daily News. Investigative priorities of the 118th Congress, led by Republicans, will include the Afghanistan withdrawal, the laptop scandal involving Hunter Biden, and the origins of COVID, Scalise explained during a Monday appearance on the show. The origins of COVID is something we've talked about a lot. And looking into whether or not taxpayer money was used by companies like EcoHealth Alliance to promote gain-of-function research in the Wuhan lab, where many scientists have said that's where COVID started. Not at some wet market, he explained, noting that the explanations from the establishment media and establishment medical community do not seem to check out. Turns out, it doesn't seem to be true, but we've never investigated this because Speaker Pelosi and Joe Biden don't want to confront China on anything, he said. His remarks earned high praise from WCW, which this year made waves after shining a light on some of the National Institute of Health's, NIH including Dr. Anthony Fauci's division, decisions to spend millions of taxpayer dollars on cruel animal experiments. As the very first organization to expose NIH's reckless funding of the Wuhan Animal Lab, we applaud the incoming House leadership for committing to investigate if a lab leak caused the pandemic, WCW said following Scalise's remarks on Breitbart News Daily. Polls show that a majority of Americans, Republicans and Democrats alike, believe that COVID-19 started at the Wuhan lab and want to see it investigated, the organization added. We have a right to know if dangerous taxpayer-funded coronavirus experiments on bats and humanized mice caused a pandemic. This is the most important issue of our time. The WCW has pursued this topic for well over a year. WCW's Justin Goodman joined Breitbart News Daily alongside Senator Joni Ernst, Arya, in June 2021, discussing the animal experimentation in the Wuhan lab, which Goodman described as both cruel and dangerous. The White Coat Waste Project is a taxpayer watchdog group, he explained, and we're primarily concerned with the $20 billion a year that the federal government wastes on cruel and dangerous animal experiments, like the stuff we're talking about in Wuhan, Goodman told Breitbart News at the time. Last April, we were the first to discover and connect the dots between what was happening at the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the fact that they were receiving something from the NIH, National Institutes of Health, to the tune of at least $600,000, and we know now that was likely going to be closer to $1.5 million had Donald Trump not cut the grant. He explained that the organization was working to not only expose the connection between the NIH and the Wuhan Institute of Virology, but also support Senator Ernst's work to cut the funding. Months later, in October 2021, the National Institute of Health, NIH, contradicted Fauci, who had denied accusations that NIH funded gain-of-function research at the Wuhan lab. The NIH, however, provided an October 20 letter to House Oversight Committee ranking member James Comer, RKY, clearly showing that an NIH grant that was awarded to EcoHealth Alliance and then sub-awarded to the Wuhan lab funded a research project during 2018 and 2019 that tested if spike proteins from naturally occurring bat coronaviruses circulating in China were capable of binding to the human ACE2 receptor in a mouse model, as Breitbart News reported at the time. Listen to the Breitbart News Daily segment below. Breitbart Middle. Representative Steve Scalise, RLA, November 21, 2022. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.